Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. This week, Pippin opens on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. The show has been in previews since late March. With a book by Roger O'Herson and music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, Pippin is directed by Diane Paulus. This production features sizzling choreography in the style of Bob Fosse and breathtaking acrobatics by Les Sept Doigts de la Main. Gypsy Snyder helmed the circus creation, and choreography is by Chet Walker. This is the first Broadway revival of Pippin, since the multiple Tony Award-winning original production, directed by Bob Fosse and starring Ben Vereen, opened in 1972. This cast features Matthew James Thomas, Patina Miller, Andrea Martin, Rachel Bay Jones, Terrence Mann, and Charlotte d'Amboise. Tony Award nominee Charlotte d'Amboise plays Fastrada. Her other Broadway credits include Chicago, A Chorus Line, Jerome Robbins Broadway, Sweet Charity, Damn Yankees, Contact, Company, Carrie, Song and Dance, and Cats. I spoke with Charlotte in New York City a few weeks ago. Charlotte d'Amboise, welcome to the Roundtable.
Oh, I'm happy to be here this morning.
Before we discuss Pippin specifically, I'd like to give listeners a sort of feel for your career, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Your parents were in the ballet. Was there any pressure to go into the entertainment business, and did they approve of musical theater versus ballet?
Oh, gosh, good questions. Wow. Okay, no pressure. We were exposed to ballet, and we lived near Lincoln Center, and so my parents, we got free ballet lessons over at Balanchine School, at School American Ballet. So we all went. There were four kids, two boys, two, and we all went, and we got to do the Nutcracker and Midsummer and all the ballet. So it was glamorous and lovely, and we all stuck with it because we loved to perform. I don't know if we really loved ballet, but my parents never, ever, they were always like, every year, if you want to continue, then you can, but if you don't, you don't have to. And so we just continued until I outgrew the kiddie ballets, and then I was out of there, and I started pursuing jazz and stuff like that. My parents were amazing. They really just wanted you to find your own way, and they never pushed in any direction. And I was very motivated. I knew what I wanted very young. And did they love Broadway? I didn't see as much of Broadway living and growing up. Like, I take my kids as much as I can to Broadway, but they less so. I went to the ballet. I was at the ballet all the time. And there were a few Broadway shows I saw, but it wasn't that much. But yeah, they loved my mother. My mother started doing, she did Bloomer Girl and Oklahoma when she first came to the city when she was 18 with Jerome Robbins. And she did Broadway first, theater. They loved it. And then I didn't have to compete with them because I was like in a whole separate, you know, category, which was nice.
And how did you find that direction? What did you see or experience that made you want to go musical theater?
I love to sing, and my mother used to play Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand and stuff when I was growing up, and she used to take us to movies, old, you know, Gene Kelly movies and all that stuff. The Regency Movie Theater here used to show all those. So I grew up with those, and ballet was just never enough for me. I always wanted to express myself through acting more. Not that ballet doesn't do that, and it's part of that, but I liked using words and speaking and singing. And very young, I would spend hours just in my room singing, 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 singing. And then my father would say, you know, sing for everybody. And I was pretty horrible. And I would say, no, I don't want to. And so I said, okay, I would if I could do it in a closet. So I'd go in a closet and then I would sing like a Barbara Streisand song, you know, badly and with, you know, whatever. But I remember that. And he would go, you're fantastic.
What this is the what's your training question, I guess, but what steps did you take to get better, to get where you are, to make it to Broadway?
You know, I was completely self-motivated, and now I see kids today, and I see myself as a mother just constantly putting my kids in everything, you know, and pretty much I did everything. I went, Mom, I want singing lessons. Mm-hmm. I mean, she paid for them, but I would schlep all the way downtown by myself to some, you know, place and have voice lessons. And I started going to auditions very young just to put myself out there, and I was terrible, and I would get slammed down, and I wouldn't get callbacks and callbacks and callbacks, but I would keep going, keep going. I mean, I completely motivated myself. I got myself a picture and resume. I did it all on my own, you know, which amazes me now, you know, sure. Like, because I don't know if it's kids today or something, or I worry about my own kids. I think, oh, God, I hope they get motivated and do things on their own one day. But I really did. I knew what I wanted. I have a twin sister who did not know what she wanted and ended up going to college, and she found her vocation later. But I was 11 years old, was like on a track, and I wanted to get a Broadway show. Really, that's what it was. It was like, nothing better than that.
And then your first Broadway show was Cats.
Yes, which I so wanted that show because we'd heard about it way before it was coming to, and I just was like, oh my God, I listened to that album. And I got in and I got all the way to the end, and then we were like five of us coming on an Easter Sunday. I was 16, Easter Sunday, or just turning 17, at the theater, at the auditioning at a theater, and they took three of us and two of us didn't get it, and that was me. And I was devastated, but I knew, I was like, I'm going to get this show. And then I got the first national company of that. And that was, you know, everything's kind of escalated since then. You know, once you kind of get in, then people start to know you and you start to, you know, but getting in is hard.
You have a company, I guess it would be called, with your husband, Terrence Mann, called Triple Arts. It's a music theater intensive. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It's a program my husband and I started, which deals with musical theater. But the thing that's different with this one is that it's very important nowadays to do all three, to sing, to dance, to act. And everybody is better at one than the other. I mean, especially me. I mean, I had to really work at my singing and acting. So this program is everybody comes in and everybody has to sing, everybody has to dance, and Broadway actors work with them, and we do things from original choreography to stuff that's not original, and we do singing and dancing and acting, and we do a performance at the end, and it's an intensive, and the kids have a ball, and they learn a lot, and a lot is thrown at them, and we have some kids that are amazing, some kids that have really never done anything before, so it's a real mix of kids, and we love doing it, and we bring real Broadway professionals to work with them, and we're there working. And the main idea is really to just get everybody to do all three, to work on the stuff that maybe they're not good at, you know, and to find that. And some people find that they really have talent in other ways.
Two follow-ups. How are the kids selected? What are the age? Well, I guess it's three. How are the kids selected? What are their age parameters? And how do you find the other Broadway professionals to help you teach them?
Well, I know everybody in the Broadway world. Right. So my husband and I run it, Terrence Mann and me. We're there every day teaching. And then I have other people that come in, and it depends on the year. And then we also go see a show, and we meet the cast afterwards. And, you know, it's just because we can do it because we're connected. But they're selected pretty much if they really want to come. We don't, at this point, do auditions and stuff, because I like the idea of if they really want to come, and sometimes people have talent that you wouldn't know. You know, it's really just the passion for the work and the passion to be there. And I hate the auditioning process at such a young age. The ages start at 12 to 18. It's an amazing thing, and we love doing it. We put this great show on, and everybody gets to do everything. You know, we really take care of everyone. It's not that many kids we take because we're limited.
How many is
space.
It?
You know, maybe about 35, okay. 40 kids at the most.
And is it a summer program?
It's a summer two-week program in August. I think it's the 6th through the 16th. It's a Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. And it's from 9 to 6 every day.
And then Pippin will still be running, and you'll have to do that too.
And we'll go to the show. And then on that Monday night, we'll probably take them to... because we'll pick a show that we'll get everybody to go to. So anyway, yeah, maybe we can do Pippin. Maybe we'll do Pippin. That would be nice. Yeah. Maybe we'll do Pippin.
That would be
but
fun.
But anyway, we'll see.
Would you mind recounting the sort of crazy experience you had with Sweet Charity?
Oh, God, yeah. That was crazy, right? Yeah. You know what? It was a whirlwind because I literally had just had two babies, you know, in my lap. And I was starring in Chicago. And, you know, Barry Weisler was doing both, and he came up to me and he said, listen, would you do this for me? Would you cover, you know, Sweet Charity? And you'll still do Chicago, but when we need you, you'll come over and do Sweet Charity. So it was like a kind of, and we'll pay you double. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, that sounds good. Two leads in a Broadway show. I can do that.
Right. You think of yourself as a little girl wanting to be on Broadway, and you're like, how can I say no to this?
How can I say no to this? And especially Sweet Charity. That role to me to this day is my favorite role. And I really wish I had a chance to really get a chance to do that role. I didn't. And then ultimately what happened was, you know, I get a phone call. I'm doing in the middle of Chicago, and they were out of town at that point before coming in, and that she had broken her foot.
Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate, and that, you know, you need to go on tomorrow night. And meanwhile, they had done all these changes out of town, which I didn't know about because they didn't tell me. So I just remember the BJ, who was company manager, he was taking me on the plane, you know, that night or whatever. And I was like, so what's the script? What are the lines? And he was reading lines to me, you know. I mean, it was insane. It was so insane. But anyway, I did it. And then I did it for a week in Boston. And then I got to open it a week in New York. And then I was in and out of it a little bit. I mean, there was one day I remember, I'll never forget, with doing a matinee of Chicago and then grabbing my wig and running, you know, over and doing an evening of Sweet Charity. So it was pretty fantastic, I have to say. But, you know, it was a whirlwind. I don't know how I managed it, really. I probably got gray hair at that point. But I loved every minute of it, and I loved Christina Applegate, and she was amazing. I mean, a real trooper. And Walter Bobby. I wish I had a good 6-month run at it, you know, which I didn't get. I loved it so much. I really did.
The matter at hand, the show you're working on now, is Pippin. How did you get this role? How did you first hear about this production?
Yeah, this is another funny story. They'd called me to come in for that role, and I actually never thought I was right for that role. Because most of the roles I go up for are more like the Gwen Verdon roles, not the Cheetah roles. Mm-hmm. And this was, you know, Cheetah.
That's a perfect way to put it.
You know what I mean? I always do. I've done every Gwen Verdon role, and some Donna McKechnie. God, I've been so lucky that they've revived all these shows when I'm, like, right, the right age to do them. So, but Cheetah I've never really felt I'm right, you know, she's her own thing, which is, I never felt I had those kind of qualities that she has that are so brilliant. So this role, I was always like, oh, no, that's a Cheetah role. I'm not really right for it. And then I didn't go in. I said, no, they called me in to come in and audition, and I said, no. And then my husband went in and auditioned, and they were goo goo gaga, you know, loved him. And then they were like, where's Charlotte? Why isn't she coming? And Terry was like, well, I think she's busy or whatever. So then the producer called me personally and said, would you, you know, mind coming in? Now, mind you, I'm thinking, well, you could just say, would you take the part, right, as opposed to coming in and audition? And I'm like, oh. So I was like, well, okay, fine. So, you know, she asked me. So then I worked on the material. And while I was working on the material, I was like, you know what? I am right for this part. I could play this role. And so once I started working on it, I sort of found an in. I have to find an in that I can find that's me.
Sure.
And I find it's interesting with Cheetah roles, I always feel there's someone that could do it better. And I can't stand when I feel that way, that there's other, you know, I'm just not there and I'm not finding it and it's not me. And like Velma, I never feel is me from Chicago. It's just a part I just feel is, I guess I could find it, but I feel like there's so many people that would do it better than me, you know, naturally, that are more right for the part. But anyway, so I made a choice with this and they liked it, I guess, and then they hired me and my husband. So we're both doing it and having a blast. I mean, it's a fun role. You know, it's just fun to be, as you say, bad and sexy and not carry the show, which I like too. You know, I like to just kind of, it's nice. Now I have two kids and my life is so crazy full. So I don't know, handing, I don't know. It's the stress of being the lead in a show is a lot.
I can imagine. Do you like working with your husband?
Love it. Wasn't sure I would. Mm-hmm. A little hesitant at first. But it has been great because we've sort of gotten in the, you know, the monotony of taking care of the kids and the house and the kids and our lives and not forgetting why we fell in love with each other. And I, you know, every day I go to rehearsal, I'm like, yeah, damn, he's cute or damn, he's talented. I forgot, you know, I mean, I fell in love with him working and him as an actor. And so it's fun to see him do that and be part of it. And so we've had actually, that's been really, really nice, really nice.
And there is, in this production, a lot of circus performers?
Yeah, and I love them. Oh, my God, I love them so much. First of all, most of them are European, and so they're just so interesting,
sure,
you know, people. And they live, I love the way they live their lives, and they're just so free, and they're very dedicated to their work. They have to be. Often now with new Broadway performers, they come in and they're like, they miss their show, I'm tired. Old school, you just never miss. Mm-hmm. You just, you know, unless you have to. In circus, you don't ever miss because if you miss, someone dies. You know, you just, they rely on each other so much. So these people are dedicated. Like, you know what I've ever seen, like a different breed of people. It's incredible. I love them and they're focused and they're young and they have beautiful bodies and talented and willing to do anything and learn anything and excited to be here. Just complete joy.
Yeah. And I also read that Terrence throws knives at you in the show.
Yes, he does. And you know what? He's amazing because actually he can do all that stuff. He's because he did Barnum years ago. So okay. He learned. Plus, when he went to school, they taught a lot of circus skills, which they don't do as much now, but maybe they'll do more. So he knows how to ride a unicycle. He knows how to juggle. He knows how to throw knives. I mean, you know, I'm like, wow. I do nothing.
I'm sure that isn't true.
Truly. I can do a backbend, but I can't get up from the backbend. I used to be able to get up, but not anymore. That's about it.
You will be dancing and singing and acting marvelously, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. I hope so. So I get knives thrown at me. That's what I do.
I can't imagine, and I can't wait to see it. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning to speak with me. It's been a real treat.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Charlotte d'Amboise plays Fastrada in the Broadway revival of Pippin, opening this Thursday at the Music Box Theater on West 45th Street in New York City. To learn more, visit pippinthemusical.com. For more information about Triple Arts, the musical theater intensive Charlotte runs with her husband, Terrence Mann, visit triplearts.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.